first place Jacksonville Jaguars on the practice field Friday afternoon, getting set for the Week 11 matchup at First Energy Stadium in Cleveland, Ohio. The 0-9 Cleveland Browns await the Jaguars this Sunday. Welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. We start with question marks for this Jaguars offense heading into Cleveland. Offensive line, some question marks there again. Wide receiver for sure, and even in the backfield. A lot of guys on this injury report this week.
You know, with the weather conditions, what they're supposed to be in Cleveland this week, with the wind and the snow, you'd like to be able to lean on your running game. Well, if you don't have Jeremy Parnell and Patrick Omame, it isn't as easy to lean on it. And Leonard Fournette didn't practice on Friday, so you wonder how many carries he can give you. They're going to have to gut this one out because, and people don't know this about the Browns' defensive front, they've got some real players. Myles Garrett was the first overall pick. Emmanuel Ogba was a second-round pick last year, and he's a big, strong guy. And then Danny Shelton, you know, a former first-round pick from Washington, who's as wide as this desk. At least he is below the waist. He is massive. Hard to run without your guys. Hard to run against the Browns.
I'm usually of the belief you can get through one or two injuries. Hearns, Omame, Parnell. Fournette really worries you. The offense is so down that I think it does change the dynamics of this game. You're supposed to be, if you're going to make the playoffs in this league, you got to win games like last Sunday, and you have to eventually sort of gut through a couple where you're not as healthy as you want to be. To me, this becomes a major gut through this week.
Feels to me like they're making a calculated decision. I don't know whether those guys start or don't start or not, but they didn't practice this week. Mm-hmm. And it feels like they may say, let's go see what we can do with our defense in Cleveland and have these guys ready for that run through Arizona on into December.
Yeah, roll the dice a little bit, JP.
But this is a defense that you can roll the dice on and a lot of times win. They're playing that well right now, and they've got to bring the heat this week and maybe take the ball away a time or two. And, hey, getting the end zone wouldn't be a bad thing for this group
either.
Browns
lead the NFL with 23 giveaways. They've got a rookie quarterback. You know, their skill position players don't dazzle you. And I would think that this could be a game that the Jaguars could get back and get, you know, 3, 4, 5 takeaways. Now, the converse is true, too. In those weather conditions, you can turn it over. But I would think that this would be a game that the defense could absolutely set the tempo. I struggle to see how DeShone Kizer and the Browns' offense moves and scores against this defense, especially the way they played last week when they had to.
When you look at this game, there are a lot of fans really nervous about it, and understandably so, because, you know, Jaguars haven't been in this favorite position before, et cetera, et cetera. The X factor here is that the Jaguars' defense is really good, maybe great. If it's that good, then this is the kind of game that it dominates its way to, and all of a sudden you win 19-6 because you are that much better. It'll be interesting to see if they're really that.
DeShone Gibson said they were.
Right, true. And don't forget about special teams in this game, too. If it's windy, as they say it's going to be, the making catches on and punt coverage and all that, make sure you handle the football there as well. And speaking of the weather, the cold, the snow, it's been a while since the Jags have had to deal with something like this. It's not the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field, but it's going to be cold and it might be precipitation.
Sustained winds at 20 miles an hour is no joke, and you're talking about gusts they say as high as 40. So it will absolutely impact the game. No, it's not the Ice Bowl. I mean, it's not 1967 where it's dangerously cold. But this is a football team that doesn't play in those conditions. They don't practice in those conditions. And you really can't simulate them. So you've got to stress ball control, and you've got to have a strong game plan. And Doug Marrone told us on Jags Drive Time this week, they do. They understand what they're coming into, and they kind of know what they want to do.
Weather is the great equalizer. It is good for underdogs and bad for favorites. It doesn't play into the Jaguars' hands this week, but they have to get through it.
Jaguars?
He's going to gut it out.
Yeah.
In the press box.
Yeah, in the nice heated press box.
A cup of coffee on
might
one side.
Might even be doing a little bit of this, Brian.
A little popcorn. can you tell? I'm going to be outside. Yeah. A little popcorn maybe to this side, and he may knock on the glass every once in a while. I think that's him right down there.
You know what I'll be drinking, Brian?
Hot chocolate.
Cocoa.
Yeah. That's. You know what I like about this guy? No mercy.
Never. It's going to be a cold one, Brian.
I'm going to give
get
a
ready.
Big hug after the game and let him know just how cold it was.
I bet you are. The first place Jaguars 6-3 face the 0-9 Cleveland Browns Sunday at First Energy Stadium. That's it for Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.